Allison. I'll see you next Saturday. Good luck on the shoot! God, Carly, I'm so sorry.
Muldoon, I am never hanging out on anyone's fire escape in my underwear ever again. You are going to introduce me to the next person who comes to the door, aren't you?
God, you're freezing. Here, sit down. Oh, jeez, put this around you. It'll warm you up. Oh, and here, drink this, Carly.
How come these things always happen in winter?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't foresee that Allison was going to forget something. She was supposed to be in Atlanta for 2 days. Hello? Oh, yeah, 3 dimes on the Giants, 2 on the Jets. All right.
Can't believe I'm doing.
Yeah? Jimmy, it's up, 3.5. I'll see you at the Lion's Head.
Can't believe I'm dating a bookie.
Oh, most people refer to me as a lower echelon organized crime figure. I guess I found my field. Or should I say fields? Writing and taking book. What a combo.
You know, I have this fear that the cops are going to break down the door and handcuff us in bed. Well, that is after they rip out the phone. So, how are we going to call our lawyers?
Well, I'd almost prefer the cops to Allison walking in on us again. It's too bad I couldn't introduce you two. But I made the mistake of telling Allison about the big love of my life. You. Just think. You could have been living here, and she could have been freezing out there on the fire escape. That's what you get for turning me down.
It's not that I didn't think we wouldn't have fun together.
I know. I understand. So, tell me about this guy Michael that you're so crazy about.
Michael is what you might call an almost ex-priest.
You're going out with a priest?
I wouldn't call it going out. He's married.
Why on God's green earth would you be going out with a married guy?
I like him.
Aren't there any single guys in the city you could like?
Single guys in my age range seem to be dating 12-year-olds.
Well, what is it about Michael? Good sex.
Great.
You could call me, you know.
You are living with Allison, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, it's up 4.5. All right, I'll see you tonight. I'm gonna switch over the phones to Sam. Sam? Muldoon. Yeah, you take the phones. I won't be around till 9 o'clock tonight. What? Yeah, I've got your money.
Hey, I'm afraid you're gonna get hurt in this racket, Muldoon.
Oh, don't worry, sugar. Most of the books I take are with writers, actors, teachers. Hardly dangerous.
It's not the books I'm worried about. It's all the guys who hold the markers, run the games. Why don't you go back to writing full time?
I love this new setup, Carly. It gives me the free time to wander around the city like the dilettante I long to be. Speaking of dilettantes, are you still seeing your ex-husband?
Jeff? Yeah? Why?
Can I make a suggestion, Carly? Get rid of that asshole.
He did save my life, you know?
He did?
Oh my God. It's almost 1 o'clock and I have to get to the bank before 2.
Stay, Carly, I can lend you some money.
It's not about cash. I have to deposit my paycheck before last week's checks bounce again.
What do you mean again?
You mean my overdrafts. I applied for a loan recently at the bank, and they turned me down. When I asked why, they got all huffy and said, "Do you realize you've had 48 overdrafts this year?" I said, "So big deal." What's a few overdrafts?
A few overdrafts?
It's 4 checks a month. It's a few compared to how many could have bounced.
Why are you doing this, Carly?
Survival, my dear. I gotta go.
Stay, Carly. My bank stays open till 4 o'clock. We can deposit your check before then.
Yeah.
took you 2 years to realize it. Besides, I have to hear more about Michael. I mean, I can't believe that you've been cheating on him. And with the clergy, no less.
Michael was never actually a priest. He left the seminary the day before he was going to be ordained, and he married Victoria soon after that.
So what's the problem? Wait, let me guess it. Victoria doesn't understand him, right?
You're probably right. According to him, she's a really good person, but has almost no interest in sex.
Oh, I know the script already. Ex-priest, well, in this case, almost ex-priest, marries Mother Superior type woman. Shortly after that, he discovers that something is missing. He decides that he can't bring himself to leave this good woman. So, he will find a woman that he can have just sex with. Meanwhile, him and Miss Goody Two Boobs will live happily ever after.
Oh God, Muldoon. That is so close to the real story.
Why do you want this guy in your life?
He gives me something I need.
What?
Joy. This great sense of joy, almost bordering on goofiness. Hmm. Do you understand that?
Yeah. You're talking to the right guy. I always fall for the street urchins, or the check bouncers in your case. Yep. Joy describes the feeling. I'm gonna have to go around the corner so I can, to the antique store so I can sell my grandmother's troika.
Troika? No, I love these horses. I didn't know it was called a troika. What does that mean?
I don't know, it's a sleigh pulled by three horses.
Why three?
Maybe because in Russia the winters are so bad that it was more efficient to pull the sleigh with three instead of two or one.
Do you think there's some kind of significance to the number three? You know, like, death comes in threes.
Well, I'm sure that Michael would even tell you that God comes in threes.
Don't sell it, Logan.
Sorry, sugar. I've got gambler's debts to clear up. In this case, I'm gonna have to pay off the horses with the horses. Unless, of course, you want to see me with a bullet in my head. Oh, yeah. That's my father's painting. You know what? Maybe I should sell that, too, while I'm redecorating.
Your father was a painter? I thought he was a writer.
Wrong on both accounts. He was the editor for the news for many years before he retired and started dabbling in art again, his true love. Who is it?
That's Jimmy Fitzpatrick.
Jimmy? Jimmy Fitzpatrick? Wow. I'll be damned.
Open the door, Muldoon. I have a warrant here with your name on it.
Okay, Jimmy. Just give me just 1 minute. I'll be right there, Jimmy. Coming. Jimmy! Wow, long time no see. Jimmy Fitzpatrick, I would like you to meet Carly. Carly? Jimmy, you did say you want to be introduced to the next person that comes to the door, right?
Muldoon, I got to take you down to the station, and you too, miss.
Jimmy, this woman's got nothing to do with this operation. She works at the news with me. She was just dropping off a rewrite.
May I see your identification? Okay.
Go, Carly, I'll be fine. One phone call, I'll be out in an hour.
I can't leave you like this, Muldoon.
Carly, I'll be fine. Go!
Well, whoever's here in 30 seconds is coming off with me.
And Jimmy, if this woman tries to bail me out with a check, do not accept it. I can pay with cash after I make one stop.
let me go, they booked Muldoon. And about an hour later, the shifty-looking guy shows up and puts up all the additional bail for Muldoon.
His lawyer, no doubt, get rid of Muldoon, Cheryl. His trunk.
Henny was there for me when I needed him.
When was that?
When you threw me over for Frenchie.
You were well on the road to splitting up before I started seeing Gabrielle.
Just what you always dreamed of, a subservient French woman.
I would like to meet just one subservient woman in my life. Seems like you all have a lot to say.
By the way, Mr. Broadway, where did you stash Frenchie while you're on the loose today?
She's somewhere in the Near East.
And what does that mean? Queens or India?
It's none of your business. We see each other when we can.
When you can, you mean? You had some nerve calling me after the way you treated me at the museum.
The way I treated you?
You wouldn't introduce me to your friends, and then you told me to get lost.
That's how you're supposed to treat ex-wives. And see what happened when I did introduce you?
I introduced myself.
Yeah, as one of my many ex-wives, as you put it. And then you had to add the part about how some men have more wives spread around the city than others. And let's not forget how prophetic it was, our meeting like that, on our anniversary, no less.
I was filling them in on all your background and the important dates in your life.
Right. We all knew where you were coming from.
Where's that?
You were obviously jealous.
Oh, that was not jealousy. I was ticked off because they told me to get lost.
Yeah, I didn't know what you were going to do.
What do you mean, do? Do what?
Do you remember the time I introduced you to Cheryl and you decided to tag along for dinner?
Well, somehow I thought I would enjoy that more than I did. I pictured myself tearing you apart with my icy barbs, and instead I got nauseous. Notice it didn't affect yours or Cheryl's appetites, though. You two ate like pigs.
I suppose that's why I wanted to see you. Why should I go out with amateurs when I have a pro to tear me apart with a rapier-sharp wit? Besides, pirate eating pigs.
I seem to be losing my wits and my wits lately.
Oh, no. Not you.
You certainly are one of the dappled ones in my life.
Is that an insult or a compliment?
Neither. It's a fact.
All right. I'll fight. What does that mean?
I had a dream recently. I had three dappled horses in my stable, but I was pining for one white horse.
Of course. That clears it all up for me.
It's the word dappled. Gerard Manley Hopkins uses it in his poem, Pied Beauty. He says, glory be to God for dappled things, for skies of cup of color, as a brinded cow, for rosemals all in stipple upon trout that swim.
Well, of course, there you have it.
Hopkins is saying that spotted things are as significant as things of one color.
Well, that's a horse of a different color.
Very funny.
You still have one thing in common. You still laugh at my jokes.
I laugh more at my own.
True. So, you think I'm dapper, huh? Are you sure you don't mean dapper?
Dippy, maybe.
Speaking of dippy things, here, drink this and weep for the dip.
Jeff Paris, who appears as a rogue in The Fool, which appeared at the Hellman on Thursday, steals the show, as well as the hearts of the women he loves and leaves. His compulsive search for perfection in the female only leads him down a path of destruction. Must be great playing a part you've rehearsed for your entire life.
Sarcasm. You're gaining your wit back, my dear.
You're crazy, Jeff.
I still love you, you know.
You are living with Frenchie, you know.
Gabrielle is her name.
Whatever. If it wasn't her, it would be someone else.
You shall. Is Muldoon still writing for the paper, the news?
I don't think Kenny is any of your business.
I've decided I want to live a more peaceful existence from now on.
No hassles. So is that what you have with Frenchie?
It's very nice. No up and downs. Sometimes it's boring, but it's quiet. You think some guy is going to come along on a white horse and save you from living your life yourself. Your problem isn't spotted horses, my dear. It's getting yourself out of the barn.
Usually we're totally off the ball, Jeff.
With your talent as a writer, your world could be filled with creative illusions. But you have to focus your energies on yourself, not on vague dreams.
Oh, isn't this ironic? You are sitting here telling me how to live my life when you're out there on this search for the perfect woman to rescue you from yours.
Go ahead, Carly. Play the victim. It suits you.
I was the victim when I was married to you.
You wanted to control me. I wouldn't let you.
Depends on how you define control. If you call my wanting an exclusive relationship control, if you call that control, then I guess it was. Your everything is always you, isn't it?
This is hopeless. You might as well pack it in for today.
That's a good idea. No, you know what? Pack it in permanently.
Fine. I'll give you a call when you're in a better mood.
Don't call me! Stay out of my life! We are divorced, remember?
I remember.
Oh, I have the papers in my file cabinet if you would like to refresh your memory.
Do you still have our marriage license also filed away?
I guess so. Why?
Because if a piece of paper can't keep a marriage together, it sure as hell can't sever a relationship. I'll be seeing you.
Oh, Saint Paul! Could be testing him, but I'm not fair! Asshole!
Shoes, or the wind whipping at your hair and skirts, blowing you into me the first time we walked across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, I almost forgot. I got you a present. Merry Christmas. Open it.
Linda Ronstadt album? Thank you, Carly. The only problem is, Veronica got me the same album. I guess I must have mentioned it to both of you.
I'll take it back.
Okay.
I'll get you something else.
Listen, keep it. I didn't get you any present. I was going to, but decided against it.
And did you get Veronica a present?
Of course. Let's not make this into a hassle. You said no strings.
You said no strings.
Speaking of strings...
Where exactly are the strings and the non-strings, Michael?
Let's not get all tied up in this subject now.
Where is the dividing line, Michael?
First, it's Christmas presents. Next, it's birthdays. Then, it's Valentine's. I don't want that sort of thing. I already have a wife.
So you just want sex?
No, it's not just sex. It's your personality. Your humor. You're fun, Carly. I really like you.
The only problem is I'm going to need open heart surgery so they can insert a spigot.
A spigot?
So I can turn it on and off as you will it.
Carly, I know you're upset, and I'm sorry. I do love you, you know?
I can tell by the way you shower me with presents.
Presents aren't important.
Yeah, not to you. You're getting them from everyone.
Carly, I love you because I can be me.
But I can't be me.
We are both getting something out of this.
What, passion? Oh, and I'm gonna need some time to work mine up.
I already told you, the one thing I can't give you is time. I made a commitment to Veronica, and I can't put our marriage in jeopardy.
In an hour, she'll hardly notice you're gone.
Carly, stop it. We're running out of time.
No, Michael, you are running out of time.
I didn't mean to hurt you. I guess I'd better go. We're picking up Veronica's parents from the airport tonight. They are flying in from Chicago for the week.
God, I wish there were no Veronica.
Even if there were no Veronica, Carly, I don't think it would be you and me. Do you?
So what is this, then?
This is great. Whatever it is, and it's getting better all the time.
All of life's moments require time! Time with all its pleasures, and time with all its pain.
Michael took his donuts with him.
It's not about the donuts, Muldoon. It's the whole situation. Oh, I refuse to be treated like that.
Now you're talking.
Jeff and Michael are out of the picture.
Jeff too? When are you gonna tell him?
I won't have to. They won't notice I'm gone.
I wouldn't count on that, Carly. Even your absence makes an impact on me.
I just want a normal guy. Normal life.
Are there any normal guys?
Oh, my life is too hard for me as it is.
And you think you're going to make it easier by making yourself an appendage to some guy?
I don't see life the same way anymore. I feel like I'm on the periphery looking in. And I don't like what I see.
Life isn't easy, Carly. It's precious. Too precious to waste as a walk-on in your own life. You should be the lead.
I can't continue to live in shadows.
You're right. Shadows?
Last night I couldn't sleep. I laid in bed looking at the ceiling. And a moment appeared on my wall. If I was an artist, I would have painted it. I thought about getting up to trace it, but I was too tired. In the morning, it was gone. I couldn't quite remember what it looked like.
I hate to sound dumb, but what was on your wall?
It's an outline of a tree outside my window. Artists call them moments. And I've seen other moments, but only in certain light. Sometimes it's a plant, or a figure on my dresser, or this combination of things in my room. The design is always perfect. You don't have to be an artist to know it's great art.
Well, if it's a moment that you're looking for, you could have that with Michael or even Jeff.
Funny will do. You know, you three guys are like moments. They can't seem to grasp or hold on to any of you. You just appear and disappear. I need someone who's going to be there for me in any light, not just moonlight or street lights or passing headlights.
There is someone there for you.
You?
No. You.
Yeah, not enough for me.
But you could be.
I just want to be like everyone else.
Well, you're not. And you got plenty of company on that periphery you're perched on.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing, just a cop car. Probably rushing home for dinner.
Just a minute! Hello?
Are you Miss Cargill?
Yes.
Is Kenny Muldoon here?
No, he left. What do you want?
Happy birthday, sugar.
Oh my gosh, you are the only present I want. Thank God that bullet missed your heart.
I got you a present.
Troika? How did you get the money to buy it back? Don't tell me.
I was gonna get you ice cream.
Ice skates.
Yeah, I wanted you to know that I was going to be here this winter, no matter what.
And summer, and spring, and fall?
Yep. I am a man for all seasons.
Hey, look, Kenny. We're a moment.
Or a shadow. Whichever way you want to look at it.
No. No more shadows. Just beautiful moments.
And now you're talking.
You know, Lady Luck was in my corner the day that I met you. She flipped my heart, and it turned out yours.
Mine too. Wait, are you sure this sudden change of heart doesn't have anything to do with me saving your life?
Oh, I'm eternally grateful. And I have a lifetime to prove it to you. Listen to this. Your heart has been returned to you. Go with this love, despite its dangers. Your planets and stars are aligned for a love that will last for all time.
Are you saying that we're a news item?
I'm saying we're a hot news item.
I don't have a fever anymore.
But I do.
Did you invite anyone else to this party?
Only you.
Muldoon here. No, Sam, I'm...
Hey, I mean that.
I'm not in that racket anymore.
Sam? Yeah, it's my birthday. I wasn't gonna take the phones tonight. What? Oh, you want three big ones, a bright boy and the fifth?